Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us on 97.1 AMP Radio. It's going to be an absolute gorgeous day for you today. Sunny with a high of 75 degrees. Woo-wee. Good morning, Brian.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on the phone lines, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text us there. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
You know you're a fan of a place you love to eat when you have a shirt on of that restaurant. DJ Majestic is wearing a Wohop shirt, his favorite restaurant in Chinatown in New York.
Yeah, I play this shirt out. I wear it like every other day, too.
When you buy merchandise out of the place you eat, you know you're legit. Like, addicted to it, bro.
No offense to anyone with In-N-Out shirts, but I always feel like you're making bad life choices. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bro, this is the time where In-N-Out shirts sell out, bro. It's like, oh, it's a great Christmas present, you know? So right about now, we got something very interesting about to go down. It's a new segment on our show inspired by the show First 48, but we call it The Last 24.
That's right. If you're familiar with the First 48, It's a murder show where they solve murders. They have 48 hours to solve it.
Whoa.
Well, we have started a new segment for everybody on the show where we can reconstruct the last 24 hours of your life, and it's all thanks to the First 48. For a morning show, it seemed like a pretty typical Wednesday. Nobody spoke of any interesting plans for Wednesday night. In fact, we had a three-hour meeting that had plenty of awkward silence in it that could have been filled with tales of fun and future debauchery. Then on Instagram stories, one show member was all of a sudden at the Atlantic Records Christmas party, dancing and living her best night, her best life into the night. Who was it? Chelsea Briggs. This is...
What is it?
The Last 24.
Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I
Atlantic
like.
Records I artists, like everybody.
I'm a district in the chain. I like it like that. By you know I'm gang, 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 gang.
Did Chelsea run into her? Heartthrob Ed Sheeran. Did Cardi B get drunk and fall into a punch bowl? Chelsea, we don't know.
Throw a chancla, maybe?
Because we had no idea you were living a life that was outside of our radio show. And I got to be honest, the jealousy right now was palpable. Because what were we doing on Wednesday night? Not a damn thing.
Just chilling at the hospital.
You should have asked me. I would have invited you guys.
No, you're just going to ask you if you're in random record label Christmas parties? You got to bring it up. It's a weird thing. Tell us about the party, Chelsea. Spill the tea. What happened?
I don't think that's how it works, Chelsea. Yeah. Hey, Chelsea, what are you going to do today? Can you invite us to whatever you're doing?
Whatever it is.
If you would have been like, hey, what are you up to tonight? Maybe I would have.
Coming up next, we'll find out. What did Chelsea do in her last 24 at this epic record party? You'll find out coming up next.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea, and you're about to find out, along with Brian and I at the same time, some more information about Chelsea's secret nightlife. It's a new segment inspired by the show The First 48, but we call it The Last 24.
It's basically, I think, a life that a lot of us live nowadays where you just find out what people are doing based on Instagram stories. And and I mean, for us, it's like, you know, we were sitting in a meeting for, I don't know, roughly 3 hours yesterday talking about, you know, radio mechanics and just a barn burner of a meeting. And then I go to Instagram stories last night and Chelsea's dancing around at the Atlantic Records Christmas party, living her best life.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, man, this would have been an interesting story to fill the awkward silence in our office yesterday.
Or maybe just a slight, hey, by the way, do you guys want to go?
I mean, come on, let's not get crazy. I mean, I just want to hear the stories first, okay? Maybe next year we get to go to the Christmas parties.
While Brian is looking at these stories, what were you doing, bro, as Chelsea was living her best life at this party? What
I was
were you
watching
doing?
CNN.
That's respectable.
I was putting Vaporub, Vicks VapoRub on my daughter who has a cold. Chelsea, fill us in on this secret nightlife of yours. How did it go last night?
Well, I'm feeling a little rough today, I will say. Yeah. Because those label people, they can get down, man.
The record label folk.
Yeah, they really can.
I really feel like they don't care if we talk on the show. They would rather get you banged up and have you have to play music all the time.
Yeah,
so
true.
Their interests are not in your best interest.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really cool party. My favorite part about it was that there was an In-N-Out burger truck.
Ah, they always do that.
Yeah, open bar. You know, it's funny, like, I feel like you see these things and they look so, like, they're this, like, this huge, this fancy party on social media, but, like, it's really, it's just industry people, like, dancing, drinking, catching
up. Oh, cut the crap. Tell us some dirt.
Like, I wish I had a story about, like, Cardi B being there or something, but there really wasn't, like, there was some, like, some talent there, but no one like you guys would know. You know what I mean? It was like, right, like kind of like newer talent in the industry.
Oh, because we're
not
that cool.
That you would know.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, don't gloss over this part of the story that I overheard this morning in the studio. Is that I got out this morning, almost called the police because I couldn't find my car.
No, that really did happen. I walked out this morning to come to work and realized my car wasn't in my parking spot. And
oh,
so
shoot.
I had a panic. Like, I literally ran back inside and my heart was beating fast. And I was like, I got to call producer Brad. I don't know what I'm going to do. My car was stolen.
It was the label people.
Yeah.
Damn.
They didn't want to make you come through to the show. That way we'd play more of their music.
Yeah, I'm literally like racking my brain and then realize, oh, Chelsea, you're an idiot. You actually drove it to your friend's house last night and you took an Uber from there. Like, it was literally one of those moments like, oh, wow. Like, maybe I won't tell anyone this story. Because I, for a solid probably like 10 minutes,
you
I was having
thought.
A panic attack. Yeah,
dude,
so.
Where's my car?
It got stolen.
You know, the thing is that if labels invite us to those kind of parties next year, Edgar and I will never make it past the In-N-Out truck.
Hell no. That's what I would be more excited about.
We'll be like, peace.
I'm like, hey, can we take some of these for to go or what?
97.1
AMP Radio. So rumor has it, Ellen DeGeneres, who's one of the most loved TV hosts, is thinking about ending her daytime talk show in 2020.
No way, y'all. What's my wife going to do with her life?
She's going to have a second child, so I imagine she'll find time.
She'll figure it out. In a new interview with the New York Times, she basically revealed that she just extended her contract to 2020, but she was incredibly close to declining it. And, you know, she said she's torn. It's been 15 years. The show's been on the air now, which is crazy. I feel like I remember.
Really?
It seems like just yesterday that it was like first premiered, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
I feel the opposite way because I don't remember a world without Ellen DeGeneres on daytime TV. And that's like considering I'm a stand-up comedian. I still don't, like, she seems more of a daytime talk show host than a comic to me at this point.
Well, so basically her thing and what she says is she's kind of getting conflicting advice from her brother and her wife. So her brother is basically saying, no, I want you to continue the show. I think you should. You know, the country needs your positive, unifying voice on TV right now.
Is he involved in her business at all?
Yeah, right.
Like,
what the hell does he have to say about it?
I want my salary to continue.
Is he involved in the show? Because I was thinking about it. Like, I've never even heard that she had a brother before. Where is this coming from?
That would be my question. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm involved in the situation. I need a couple more years.
Yeah, dude, yeah. I'm executive producer. What are you doing?
And then her wife, Portia, is basically saying she should explore more outlets for comedy. So,
or just enjoy your life, man. Yeah. I don't understand how people, like, work that long and make that much money and don't. I mean, this whole, you could travel this world, man. Yeah. Not me. I make $1 million. I'm going to be in a hammock in Costa Rica. You'll never see me again. And I don't even feel bad about saying that to all your faces.
A lot of people try that, though, but they're so involved in the situation that it becomes part of who they are and their identity and their purpose. And all of a sudden, they're like, yo, what do I do? And they grow a huge beard like Letterman.
I want a coconut drink in my hand. That's part of my life.
Amen to that. That's my purpose.
So Ariana Grande, obviously having a massive moment right now. I feel like we talk about her every single day. So here we go. Let's continue the trend. She is apparently dropping new music tomorrow.
Oh.
It's a song called Imagine. And while explaining the inspiration behind it, she wrote on social media, I would say if thank you next equals acceptance, then imagine equals denial.
Oh, all right.
So here's a little snippet.
Okay. That is the most bootleg audio we've ever played on the show. Where do we get that? LimeWire?
Instagram stories?
Somebody like, you know, like recording undercover?
That's all I could find, you guys. So, you know what? You either get it or you don't. You either get a snippet or, you know, we could just talk.
We appreciate how far and deep you go for the show, Chelsea.
After hearing that, I feel like her streak is over, though, this year. That is not good.
So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
This is probably going to tip you over, guys. California now is considering taxing you for your text messages.
Whoa.
I mean, this is throwing it back. Remember we used to do like nights and weekends? We used to have to pay per text message.
Get a plan.
Remember that, bro? Mm-hmm. And you'd be like, yo, just don't call me before 9 p.m. Just call me on the weekends and after 9 p.m. So this is the idea. California state regulators have been working on this plan to tax your text messaging. The cause is good, and I get it. The funds would make phone service more accessible to low-income residents, so I'm down with that. Now, they wouldn't charge you for, like, per text that you sent.
It's like a flat rate, right?
Because exactly. Because think about how many texts you send just a day.
Yeah.
That is nuts, right? So it'd be like a flat fee. And if you look at your phone bill already, there are already so many extra charges from California, from this, from that antenna. So it'd be just like a surcharge. They don't know exactly how much it would be per person, but some groups have done some research. It would cost wireless users in the United States of America here in California, more than $44 million a year. That's how much money would be raised.
But the reason is, and it's not even like we're losing money that it's balancing out the fact that no one uses a landline anymore. So there used to be taxed for landline calls, and the taxes on landlines would help fund low-income telephones. And low-income phones for service for low-income areas are huge because a lot of people can't afford phones, and then that's a safety risk. That's a safety problem when you have a house that doesn't have a phone. So the state of California is like, we can't have that. We can't have houses that don't have phones. What if a child needs to call 911 and there's no phone in the house?
Right.
So part of me is part of me is like, don't be greedy. You know, if you can afford a cell phone, you can afford, you know, whatever, 40 cents a month to help fund low-income phones. And also, I haven't sent a text message in like 6 months. It's all iMessage to me. If you show up green on my phone, I delete you.
If you're Android, you don't get any texts. We actually had to get a landline at the house because the wifey's pregnant and our cell service sucks in Chino Hills. So we had to get a landline, and that's how we got the cable company to come out urgently. Because I was like, yo, my wife is pregnant. You need to come out here today. And they were there, man, because of safety reasons. So that works right there.
It is important, man. It's like until you work in like neighborhoods like that, and you work in like social services and stuff, especially with kids too, man. Like you have to have a phone for children to figure out a way to call 911 if someone has a stroke or a heart attack or something. So it just ends up being a safety thing. So I just say, yo, it's holiday season. Stop bitching about, you know, whatever, a dollar.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Right about now, we got Santa's call all this week, 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning. Santa tries to get your kids from the naughty list to the nice list. Who are we going to catch up today?
Yesterday, I got an email from, where'd the name go? I lost it. Oh, Heidi. Email from Heidi. She's got three kids. Mackenzie, who's 5, Emmanuel, who's 11, and Ashley, who's 12. And Santa gave him a little call. And let me just give you a little preview because I listened to it yesterday. Mackenzie, the 5-year-old, quite the character. Really dominates the phone call.
Aren't they all 5-year-olds? Aren't they all? All right, here we go.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus! Are Mackenzie, Emmanuel, and Ashley available? I'd like to talk to them about the naughty and nice list.
Yes, this is Mackenzie. I'm passing to Mackenzie right now.
Hi, Mackenzie!
Hi, Santa Claus!
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah. I'm going to perform at Christmas.
You're going to perform? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do this song about it's snowing.
Ho-ho! Do you want to practice with me right now? I'd love to hear it.
It's snowing, oh I love the snow. It's snowing,
Qué linda!
I love the snow.
Ho-ho-ho, Mackenzie, that was amazing! My favorite part was when you went, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Can you do that part again for me?
Yeah.
Oh, hot dog, you're going to be a superstar someday. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks here. It says on my trusty list here that you need to get better at cleaning up your toys. Is that true?
Yeah.
And you know why you need to pick up your toys?
Because there's going to be a mess and then someone might fall and they might hurt their feet.
Oh, Mackenzie, that is so true.
Can I tell you what I want for Christmas?
Oh, I would love to hear it, Mackenzie.
I want a Barbie doll and some shoes and some clothes and some things for my Barbie doll. And I want some LOL dolls. And I want an Anna big doll and an Anna small doll.
Wow.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus, you've got that list memorized tight. Are your brother and sister on the nice list too?
Ashley's in the niceness and Emmanuel is in the niceness.
Oh, I like your style, Mackenzie. Good move to say both your brother and sister on the nice list because where I'm from, snitches get stitches.
Can I pass you to Emmanuel?
Ho, ho, are you good, Emmanuel?
Yeah, I'll pass you to Maxie.
Ho, ho, Emmanuel, man of few words.
Yeah, and let me tell you a secret that Emmanuel has.
Okay.
Emmanuel has a girlfriend.
Oh, Emmanuel's got a girlfriend, does he? Hopefully on his Christmas list is cold hard cash because girlfriends are expensive.
Yep.
Oh, Mackenzie, I love you.
Okay, do you want me to talk to you to Ashley?
Oh, I'd love to talk to Ashley. Thank you.
Hello?
Ashley, do you have any secrets that Mackenzie's going to tell me when you get off the phone? You just want to get off your chest right now?
Mm-hmm. No.
Are you sure?
Oh, Santa, can I tell you one more thing?
Oh, of course, Mackenzie, I would love it. Please, tell me some more dirt on your brother and sister.
Look, Ashley had a boyfriend and then they broke up.
Oh, here she comes, spilling everybody's tea. I love Mackenzie. You guys are the best and you're all on the nice list. Merry Christmas. I love you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Mackenzie's such a boss.
She's like going to be an entertainment reporter. Spill all the tea all the time. You know, I feel like I can see her doing something.
My favorite thing is that she's like, I'm not going to tell on anybody.
Yeah.
They're both on the nice list. The phone goes to her brother. It's like, he's got a girlfriend. Oh, Ashley used to have a boyfriend.
The gossip.
You
I
can tell
it.
She runs that family 1,000%. I love how a lot of these Santa Claus calls are turning into like talent shows. These kids are so talented. Remember the Jingle Ball kid? Remember Michael, I think his name was?
Jingle Bell, all the way. Jingle Bell, all the way.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.
Came across probably one of the greatest headlines from this year. Came from NBC4 out in New York, and it says this. Armored truck spills cash all over freeway, causing multiple crashes. If you're suddenly rich, East Rutherford police would like to have a word with you.
Right? Like,
Merry Christmas, right?
Like, they want all that money back, right?
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like it's your bad. You crashed the truck. Cash is all over. Right? It's got to be insured, man.
Exactly my point. There's insurance for those kinds of things, right? Come on. State Farm? I don't know who they insured with.
Progressive? They got Flo on the case? I mean, that's just a come up for you. You mean you got in a car accident? I mean, you caused all this traffic. That's the least you can do.
Yeah, pay them out already, right? You don't even have to go through insurance stuff. All right, man. Coming up next, 'tis the season for work holiday parties. The season where you find out things about your coworkers that maybe you didn't want to know. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe you did want to know because now you're like, wow, I got that on them. You know?
Or you just find out that some of your coworkers actually talk. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many people that work with us. Like, when we go to parties, like whether it be a concert or our Christmas party for Entercom and all the radio stations, is Friday night. Some people you just walk by in the hallway and you're like, hey, tip of the cap, you're like real quick.
What's
or you're
up?
At the urinal and you're like, hey, awkward. And then you bump into them like, oh, what up, buddy?
Yeah, they end up being like the life of the party. You're like, who are you? I love it.
Speaking of that, our work party is tomorrow night, as Brian just mentioned. And we want to hear from you about your epic work holiday party fails that you've experienced, whether it happened to you or another coworker, because we're trying to avoid. It's our first year here, so we're trying to avoid these fails. So please help us out. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Tell us your work holiday party fails. Let's go.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So we have our holiday party going down tomorrow night. It's our first year here at Amp, and we're super blessed, super happy. Thank you for allowing us to be doing what we love this year here in LA and SoCal. But we want to know from you. Tell us about the fails you've experienced so that we can try to avoid them tomorrow. Like, I was traumatized by this one fail at another radio station I was working with in Dallas. And there's this guy probably like his mid-50s. And we nicknamed Marty the Party. and he had a mullet. He worked in sales, and he got mad sloppy at the party. Just a little too tipsy and a little too high, to be quite honest.
I mean, if you go into a party with a mullet, like, what other option do you have?
Yeah, because at work, it was business in the front.
Party in the back.
Like, no one with a mullet's ever, like, sat down at, you know, put the napkin on his lap at the party and just sipping a glass of wine. No, like, you come in, a mullet's a lifestyle.
So he was getting mad sloppy, dancing inappropriately, and so on and so forth, and he noticed that nobody was really buying into his shenanigans, so he legit was at a bowling alley. He legit got the mic and said, "Yo, who wants to go to a real party? Come with me."
Let's go.
Did anyone go?
Nobody went.
Oh,
nobody went. So Marty the party took off. A few minutes later, I felt bad for him, so I went to go check on him, and he was chilling in his Honda Civic, passed out asleep, snoring. Marty the party. So definitely don't want to do something like that, but tell us your stories. Tara from LA, good morning.
Hello.
Tara, break it down. Happy holidays, but please enlighten us. What holiday work party fail did you encounter so we can all avoid that?
So I think first, you guys should not overindulge at your party. because that led me to tripping into and crashing over the table with all of the bottles and wine and glasses and ice and everything shattered under me. And because of my overindulgence, my natural reaction was just be like, I don't like this job anyways.
Tara, trust me, you were going to get let go anyway.
Anyways, you just stood up and quit. You're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, and then I didn't actually leave after that point. I just kind of stayed and hung out around my mess. It was kind of a disaster.
Awkward.
Did you actually remember quitting? Because that'd be hilarious if you showed up for work on Monday and everyone's like, what are you doing here? You kind of quit in a blaze of glory on Saturday.
Yeah, no, I woke up to a lot of messages about what had happened, so I think I kind of knew what was going on.
So did you keep the job or no?
No.
You're like, actually, they didn't keep me.
If you're going to go out memorable. People still tell that story. Remember when Tara fell over the table and then quit and then just kind of lingered?
Awkward.
Yeah, and then awkwardly stood there like nothing had happened.
Now they have all their alcohol in a cage. Tara, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully you're doing better this year.
Oh, yeah, this year I'm kind of stay away from that situation.
And don't worry, I'll probably do it for you, so it's fine.
All right, I'll pass the torch on to you.
Thank you.
Good to know. Good to know. Right there. Thank you, Tara.
When I was at Boston College, I was in the School of Social Work because I'm getting my master's degree, but I also work for the School of Social Work in the field department, and we had a Christmas party with the nursing department, all these other social or graduate school departments were all over there.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure how this all went down. All I know is that when I woke up the next day, I had the Boston College mascot's head in my room with me.
Wow.
In my apartment.
Just like the head, not a person?
I guess I just was wearing the head around.
You wearing it.
I was wearing the head around. Yeah, I didn't just kill the mascot like a head inside. I was wearing the mascot's head around, like trying to do keg stands with it and stuff. And then I took it off. And I was also wearing bowling shoes.
Wow.
Because we went bowling and then I just took the shoes and left mine.
That is epic right there. We can't wait to hear more of your epic work holiday party fails. Chelsea's got some coming up next. Nicole from Whittier with the Girls All Prettier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nicole, break it down. Tell us about your work holiday party fail that we need to avoid.
So I've just started my job in October. I'm a medical assistant. And so I was sitting next to one of the doctors that I work with. And so she's holding my 7-month-old baby. and I told her, I said, he likes to grab things. And she goes, okay. And so she had her cup of water, like, close by him, and he knocks it over. Mm-hmm. And the water's, like, getting close to her. And then as she's trying to, like, clean it, and she's like, it's okay, baby, it's okay. It's just an accident. Like, he started screaming, like, as if she, like, had hit him or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yo, I've always said this. Babies are a super buzzkill at parties.
Damn, brutal, bro.
After she gave him back, he was okay.
Oh, no.
So it's all the doctor's fault. That's what you're trying to say.
Well, what I do respect is the gangsterness of you bringing the baby to the party. Like, I got a party to go to. I'm bringing the baby. Because I hear women all the time. Like, my friends are like, when I have a baby someday, I'm not going to let it change my life. I'm going to take them to parties. I'm going to take them to brunch. And then they never do it. So I respect the fact that you're like, I got a Christmas party to go, baby. You're coming with me. All right? You're not getting in the way of my life. We're having fun tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I took my husband and both of my boys. And I was like, you know what? Like, and my boss was like, I want to meet your kids. And I was like, okay?
Yeah, that's the last time she said that. No, just wait.
I'm really hoping there's no kids at the Christmas at our work Christmas party, because that's going to get weird.
I was going to bring my daughter Ariella, bro. That's messed up.
I don't want her to dance better than me.
I feel like in the fine print it says no kids for our party. Sorry,
these are radio people. They don't bring kids.
I'm Latino. I never read invitations or RSVPs. I'm good. Nicole, happy holidays. We love you. Thank you for listening to us.
Love you too, guys. Have a good day.
Bye, you too. Samantha from the LBC. Good morning.
Good morning.
Samantha, break it down. Tell us about your work holiday party fail.
Okay, so it just happened this past Friday night. We had it at my boss's house, and one of the newest employees, she's just been there for a couple weeks, she ended up drinking way too much, and she threw up all over our boss's bathroom.
Whoa! Major fail!
Yeah.
No.
Did she claim it, or did she try to, like, sneak away? Because I feel like I would sneak out slowly. I'd be like, I don't know who parked.
Yeah, but if you're that drunk, you know.
Everybody watched her walk in there. Everybody watched her walk out, and it was pretty bad.
Wow.
Does she still have a job?
Yeah, she's still here.
You know what the worst thing is? I remember doing this at my mom has, like, this really rich friend in Seattle and super fancy house. It's like 5 stories. It's a mansion. And I walked into the bathroom to use the bathroom, and the toilet was, like, mad clogged. And
Before me.
Got it. And so I tried to flush it, and the water's coming up, starts going over the bowl and stuff. And there's no way anyone believes that wasn't you. I walk out, I'm like, hey, guys, someone did this before me. I swear.
That's the boss's fault, though, too, because, like, why would you have the Christmas party at your house? That's a little too much. Like, having all your employees there, like, you never know what could be found.
Yeah.
It just feels a little too personal.
There you go. So we're never getting invited to Chelsea's house, by the way. Well, Samantha, thank you for calling in. We'll definitely try not to yak at our holiday party, for sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. Happy holidays. Love you.
You too.
I actually have a similar story.
What happened here?
I was that girl. I was the puke girl.
No. Chelsea. Yeah. You were nicknamed Yaki?
So it was about 6 years ago. I was working for this like website sales advertising company, and we had like a really good year. So everyone was in like celebration mode,
absolutely,
you know, and there's probably like 50 people that work for this company. And all of a sudden, like, we're all crowded around the bar, and the owner of the company, one of them, because there's four like partners, is buying everyone shots, like tequila shots, you know? And like, I know better, but like, I'm kind of like, okay, I can
do
this, whatever.
Right,
so,
the tequila will get you.
Yeah, so we all take, you know, cheers, tequila shots, been a good year, whatever. I'm like, I'm going to be fine. Well, then the next owner, not to be outdone by the other owner, is like, all right, tequila, another round, tequila shots. And I'm like, okay, all right, I can do it, you know? It's whatever. Like, you know, yeah, I'm an adult, you know? So we'd take that shot, good. Next owner.
Whoa!
third shot. Next owner, 4 shots. So we're 4 tequila shots in. Immediately, I take the 4th tequila shot and I run to the bathroom. It's like immediate.
Oh my gosh, Sophie.
And my manager follows me in the bathroom because she knows it's not looking
good.
Someone's
got to hold your hair back.
And she proceeds to hold my hair back and take care of me for, you know, a solid 45 minutes to an hour as I'm getting very sick, yakking my guts out. So that's not my best moment, you know?
Yeah, Jess, now we know. Now we know for tomorrow night.
I know.
I'm taking all these things, the calls and the text line, so keep texting 877-971-HITS. And I'm putting them on a work party bingo fail board.
Yes.
And we will update you live from our party on Friday night amongst people spitting fire and dancing in cages. And we're going to try to check off. And I'm telling you, the long shot is baby at the party now.
Yeah. It's going to be my daughter, Ariella. And then my wife is going to be there who's pregnant. And we're going to give birth at the party.
Oh, wow.
Beat that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Speaking about Chelsea, her love life continues. She keeps trying and trying. And you know what? That's what life's about, Joe.
Right? It continues to get weirder.
It does.
Why?
It
really does. I don't understand. Why is it so complicated? Every dude you go out with is like has this backstory of being like so complicated. And today is not the exception. She has a date for tonight. In today's Chelsea Radio Novela.
Chelsea Radio Love Story.
And the title is Entre el Amor y La Mentira.
Between love and a lie.
I just saw you look down at your notes.
Not
see what that was.
I don't want everyone to... Listen, don't ruin the illusion that I speak Spanish. Come on, knock it off.
the pause was not that he was looking at his nose. It was for dramatic purposes, Chelsea.
You could actually hear my eyeballs look away.
So, Chelsea's going on a date with a new guy tonight, and this whole relationship has begun on the foundation of a lie.
Yeah.
Straight up a lie.
Trickery! Yeah.
And we're about to get into what is up with that lie right there, ladies and gentlemen. Mentirosa means liar, by the way.
I knew
okay,
that, dude.
I was wondering. I was like, what? Okay.
Duh, Chelsea.
She's like, why are you playing a Pitbull song? I'm down to dance.
Yeah. Mr. 315, yeah.
305.
305.
Okay. It's a different area code. Chelsea, what's going on? What is the lie? Tell us about this new guy that you're going to date with tonight.
So it's kind of awkward. Like, it's a little, I definitely have a little bit of, it's a little bit of a dilemma. So basically, I have this one friend. Maybe some people have the same kind of friend that, whenever I'm with her, she takes my phone and she tries to play this like matchmaker, you know? And so she'll take my phone and just text random people.
Oh, so your friend's like kind of a jerk.
Well, like I mean, funny jerk. She means well. Her heart's
she
in the right
she's
place.
She's helping. She's like, Chelsea, you need help. You don't know how to talk to men. Watch
I mean,
this.
Maybe. But so like 9 months ago, you know, we were out drinking and like jokingly she takes my phone and she texts this guy. And it's a guy that she met in San Francisco, and like apparently she thinks he's really great. And I don't realize, you know, I realize that this guy's texting me back. I'm like, who is this? And she sort of fills me in. And she, what she texted him was, "Hey," to his name. I feel like I shouldn't say his name. And she's like, "It's Chelsea." Blah blah blah. And he responds back saying, "Who is? I'm sorry, I don't remember how we met." And she goes, come on, like, you know.
Like, please,
so,
dude.
Yeah, you know. And, like, life's a mystery. Like, kind of made this whole, like, cheeky joke.
She is good.
And so, anyways, that was 9 months ago. So, for the last 9 months, me and this guy have been texting.
You guys
and,
have a like, text relationship.
Yes. And he's really, he seems really cool. And it's funny. And every time I'm with my friend Mare, too, she'll, like, get on the phone and text him to, like, start the conversation again. I'm like, Mare, and I have to kind of clean it up.
Like, or do you just, like, clean it up like she gets dirty?
No, I mean, you know, I clean up the mess of like, oh, shoot, this isn't me. And I feel like and the guy seems really cool and nice. And I don't want to like, I'm at a place now where, and he, every time he comes to LA, because he lives in San Francisco, he wants to meet up. And I'm kind of, you know, but now we have this weird friendship on text message. So it's this really weird situation of like, now he's in LA this week and he like wants to meet up tonight. And he's like, are we finally going to meet all this stuff? Are we finally going to see each other again? It's been so long kind of thing. And he doesn't know how we know each other.
And
I don't know. And
I don't.
We've never met.
It's a lie.
And so it's like, dude, I feel sort of like I'm like, it's like a trick. Like he has no clue.
Well, you feel like that way because it is.
It is, kind of.
Two questions. One, your girlfriend Marin speaks very highly of him. Has she hooked up with him?
No.
That you know of?
No, she wouldn't.
All right, cool. Maybe that's the way some friends recommend. I recommend
him. Well, because afterwards she's like,
I took him for a test drive. He can get it done.
She's kind of like you guys because she's like, you just haven't dated their guys. This guy's a good guy. Like she thinks that I will like him. So she's all about it.
So my second question is, are you going to tell him the truth tonight?
I mean, I feel like I have to. You know, I'm not sure how. I feel like it's kind of awkward, but I feel like I have to put it out there and just say, look, we've never met before, and this is the situation. My friend Mayor's been texting you. That's the other thing. It's like some of the text messages aren't me. They've been my friend Mayor.
What if he doesn't like you?
Yeah.
He just likes Mayor.
Well, what if he's like, can you break down which texts are you and which ones are Mayor and your friend? Because I don't know who I like now.
Well, here's the thing. He follows me on social, so he knows about me. He knows enough about me.
Okay.
I didn't want to. I'm not trying to plant a seed of doubt in your head just for panic purposes.
Tonight.
Oh, gosh. That's so awkward.
La radionovela entre el amor y la mentira will continue.
The radio love story between love and a lie will continue.
Will Chelsea reveal the truth to Mr. Bay Area? You'll find out tomorrow at 8:25.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So Taylor Swift, she's had a ton of stalkers, especially this year. We've reported on it a bunch. She's had people break into her house.
They're like weird stalkers too. They just want to break into the house and like sit in her bathtub.
Yeah,
hot flaming
Cheetos.
Yeah, it's weird.
Possibly. Well, this is super interesting. So apparently, during her Reputation tour date in California back in May, just to be safe and make sure none of her stalkers showed up, she monitored those attending the concert by using facial recognition technology.
Oh snap!
Whoa!
You got to do it though, man.
It's a Minority Report creepy stuff.
Exactly. Apparently, this is crazy. So the images that were captured at the concert were transmitted to a command post in Nashville, and the faces were cross-referenced against Taylor's known stalkers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Did people know that this was going on? Like,
no.
Where are these images at now?
Yeah, and I think that that's the big thing. Like,
yeah, people
since
busted
story
on
came
warrants
out.
And stuff like that.
Right?
They tried to get busted.
Parking tickets. Like, unpaid parking tickets.
Just people with, yeah, nobody. Like, it's going to be like the cleanest, safest concert from now with Taylor Swift because nobody's going to show up that has a criminal record.
You just see a bunch of guys reading the sign and then casually turning around like, all right, I gotta go. I
forgot something on the car.
Well, apparently this is becoming a thing, and I guess a bunch of stadiums and arenas are looking into this sort of technology to be sort of the norm, you know, which is kind of scary.
Seems a bit invasive.
Yeah. So last week, Cardi B announced her and Offset are getting a divorce. She said they fell out of love, and obviously, you know, Offset hasn't exactly been faithful to her. We know this. So sources are close to the couple are saying that Offset does have one request, and it's to spend the holidays with Cardi and their little girl, Culture.
As a family.
And obviously, this is Culture's first Christmas, so, you know, his argument is this is a big deal. I want to be there for her.
Wrong.
We're told Cardi isn't sure what she's going to do just yet.
Damn.
But other sources are saying he's planning to show up with, like, all... You know, he's known for his, like, extravagant gifts. What was the last thing he got Cardi was a...
Lamborghini.
Louis Vuitton Lamborghini. She doesn't have a driver's license.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently he wants to show up, and he has gifts for the baby and for Cardi, and Cardi's still just like, you know what? I don't know. We just announced this. Obviously, she's still upset and hurt, and she doesn't know if she's going
to
let him in.
That's a very difficult place for Cardi B to be in, right? Because she has her feelings to deal with, right? Whatever those feelings may be. And then, obviously, she has baby Culture. Doesn't want her to miss out on experiencing these beautiful days with her father. But listen, if you've been through this situation, or maybe you're going through it right now, this is the first holiday season where you and your significant other broke up, you're split up, and there's a baby involved or a kid. What do you do in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, or how have you solved the holiday co-parenting challenge with your ex?
Like this fresh, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 877-971-HITS. 877-971-4487. Please give us a call or shoot us a text. We would love to speak to you in regards to this. I know I have a good friend of mine that she went through this. And, you know, her ex got locked up for like 2 years for some stuff, some shady drug stuff he was involved with. And then when he got out, he came out kind of demanding all these things. He's like, yo, I haven't had any Christmases with my child. I've had any of these for 2 years because I've been locked up. And she's like, exactly. You chose that. And at that time, she didn't even want him to be with her son alone. There would always need to be a supervisor, someone with it. So he was pissed off about that. He wouldn't get about an hour with the baby
That's
in the beginning.
Fair,
and at that time, you know, she's like, I feel like I have every right to protect my child because I don't even know who this guy is. It's been 2 years, you know? And it was like a very difficult situation, especially the first holiday season.
Right.
Like, what do you do? Because then she also felt guilty because she's like, I don't want my son to not, he already hasn't seen his father for 2 years. I don't want to keep stealing that from him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a very difficult situation.
It depends on like how new it is, right? Like you want to be the bigger person and say, hey, co-parenting, we got to get this together. You're like, this is about our child, about their memories, their experiences. But for like Cardi, this just happened a couple months ago. The hurt is still fresh. So sometimes you just have to go, listen, I understand you want to see her on Christmas. Maybe you can. But for us to be together right now, I don't need to be fighting with you in front of our baby. That is not how you make memories either. So it's like a tricky, you know, path to navigate.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
After you say thank you next to your ex, and especially if you have a child with them, things can get very complicated around the holidays. We're seeing Cardi B and Offset going through this. Offset's like, yo, I want to spend the holidays together as a family. But what do you do in that situation, especially if it's a new split?
Oof.
Maybe one of you or the other messed up. It's kind of awkward to have everybody all together. How do you solve the holiday co-parenting challenge with your ex? That is the question. 877-971-HITS, number to call or text us. Vivian from the LBC, good morning.
Morning.
Vivian, you're a single mom. How have you solved the holiday co-parenting challenge with your ex?
Well, we solved it by being super civil. I mean, we try to. But he's a year and a half now, so last year we had his first Christmas. And so, you know what, I bit the bullet. I was like, you know, my son, this is for him. Let's be together. Let's be a family. And it kind of turned out to be like the whole family was just super awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one through what was really going on. But in the back of my head, I was just saying, you know, it's for my baby. We need to be together as a family. And it was just like completely awkward. This year we have to like split up the holiday because I do not want to put them through that again.
That makes sense for you because I think when it's fresh, right? Like you have a 1 year old or younger and you, and the split is so fresh, no one really knows the boundaries. You know what I mean? Like in the back of your mind, you're like, what if sparks fly and we get back together or something like that? I agree with the split thing. Yeah. You don't want to rob your child of seeing their other parent on Christmas, but also let's not torture everybody.
Yeah. Well, because here's the thing, right? Depending on who messed up, if somebody did mess up, mm-hmm. like you got family members that are probably mad at your ex.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And they don't want to don't want to even feed him, nonetheless have him in their house.
Like every time your dad has a fork in his hand, he's like, I want to stick this right in that guy's neck so bad.
You know? That's exactly what was going on. So we were just sitting in the corner and everyone's just like dead silent. Everyone doesn't even want to look at him.
Right.
But I'm just like, oh my God, what did I just do?
And Vivian, you're keeping an eye on him because you see your brothers taking him over to a corner and you're like, oh shoot, they're going to jump his ass.
Yeah, everyone was in their place. Everyone sat in their own spot. But it was just, I will never do that again because it was just so uncomfortable, not only for me, but for, I'm sure, for my ex.
Vivian, so now who gets the baby Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
That's a whole different thing. I want to be selfish, but I can't because he has to see his dad too. But I'm Hispanic, so Christmas Eve is kind of like our bigger day than actual Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah, that's our big night. La Noche Buena is what we call it. We have the whole family together. We grub and we open presents at midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Me too. So I think I'm going to keep him that day.
The big day,
through the night and have him go with his dad Christmas Day.
Yeah, the day where you're just hung over trying to recover. Here, have the child.
I need a nap.
It actually works out for you, Vivian. Well, Vivian, thank you so much for calling in and being so open about this. A lot of people are going through what you're going through. We wish you all the best as a single mom. You're a hero, and we love you, and thank you for listening to us.
Thank you.
Ashley from Corona, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going through the same dilemma right now that Cardi B is going through. Recently split up. You have a baby together. What do you do? How are you solving this holiday co-parenting challenge?
Unfortunately, he's got, you know, the upper hand, and he makes the call. It's not easy, and to parents that are going through this, the only advice I have for you is just set aside the feelings that you have for your significant other, regardless of how bad they were to you or what they did to you or the way they made you feel. Do not keep that baby from them, because I'm going through a significant amount of pain just thinking about not being able to have Christmas with my daughter.
Yeah.
And no parent should ever have to go through that.
Yeah.
I mean, adults, they're supposed to be adults, and they let their feelings and hatred, you know, fester within them, and they use the child as a weapon to hurt this other person. And it's not something that should be done, but unfortunately, it's extremely common. So I didn't get the choice to go, hey, can we do this for Christmas? It's a no, you're not seeing her. Good luck. Ouch. Take me to court.
Here's the thing, Ashley. Yes, the 25th is Christmas. Maybe that's the day they celebrate it, but why don't you just own the 24th or the 26th and you make the most epic Christmas experience for your child, and now your child's blessed with two Christmases.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Try to spin it in some way, shape, or form where you don't get robbed of that experience and your child doesn't get robbed of the experience of experiencing Christmas with you. So they get double the Christmas, you know?
Definitely. That is an amazing ideal. I thank you for that, because I didn't even think about that. I was too busy being upset about the fact that I don't get to have her on Christmas.
Right.
Don't let the date.
It's just a number.
Steal the joy and the experience with your child. You create that experience. Yeah. You have that power.
Make your own traditions, your own memories.
Yes. All right, Ashley?
All right. Thank you.
Love you, girl. Thank you for listening to us. Bye.
Have a good day.
I think ultimately the consensus is what's going to be best for your child.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, we got Santa's call all this week, 7:25 and 9:25 in the morning. Santa tries to get your kids from the naughty list to the nice list.
Today, I got an email from Heidi. She's got three kids, Mackenzie, who's 5, Emmanuel, who's 11, and Ashley, who's 12. And Santa gave him a little call. And let me just give you a little preview, because I listened to it yesterday. Mackenzie, the 5-year-old, quite the character. Really dominates the phone call.
Aren't they all 5-year-olds? Aren't they all? All right, here we go.
Hello?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! This is Santa Claus. Are Mackenzie, Emmanuel, and Ashley available? I'd like to talk to them about the naughty and nice list.
Yeah, this is Mackenzie. I'm passing to Mackenzie right now.
Hi, Mackenzie.
Hi, Santa Claus.
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah. I'm going to perform at Christmas.
You're going to perform? What are you going to do?
I'm going to do this song about it's snowing.
Do you want to practice with me right now? I'd love to hear it.
It's snowing, oh I love the snow. It's snowing,
Qué linda.
I love the snow.
Oh, Mackenzie, that was amazing. My favorite part was when you went do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Can you do that part again for me?
Yeah.
Oh, hot dog, you're going to be a superstar someday. Okay. Let's get down to brass tacks here. It says on my trusty list here that you need to get better at cleaning up your toys. Is that true?
Yeah.
And you know why you need to pick up your toys?
Because there's going to be a mess and then someone might fall and they might hurt their feet.
Oh, Mackenzie, that is so true.
Can I tell you what I want for Christmas?
Oh, I would love to hear it, Mackenzie.
I want a Barbie doll and some shoes and some clothes and some things for my Barbie doll. And I want some LOL dolls. And I want the Anna big doll and an Anna small doll.
Wow. Oh, sweet baby Jesus, you've got that list memorized tight. Are your brother and sister on the nice list too?
Ashley's on the nice list and Emmanuel is on the nice list.
Oh, I like your style, Mackenzie. Good move to say both your brother and sister on the nice list because where I'm from, snitches get stitches.
Can I pass you to Emmanuel?
Oh, are you good, Emmanuel?
Yeah, I'll pass you to Maxie.
Oh, Emmanuel, man of few words.
Here, and let me tell you a secret that Emmanuel has.
Okay.
Emmanuel has a girlfriend.
Oh, Emmanuel's got a girlfriend, does he? Hopefully on his Christmas list is cold hard cash because girlfriends are expensive.
Yep.
Oh, Mackenzie, I love you.
Okay, do you want me to talk to Ashley?
Oh, I'd love to talk to Ashley. Thank you.
Hello?
Ashley, do you have any secrets that Mackenzie's going to tell me when you get off the phone? You just want to get off your chest right now?
Mm-hmm. No.
Are you sure?
Oh, can I tell you one more thing?
Oh, of course, Mackenzie. I would love it. Please, tell me some more dirt on your brother and sister.
Look, Ashley had a boyfriend, and then they broke up.
Oh, here she comes, spilling everybody's tea. I love Mackenzie. You guys are the best, and you're all on the nice list. Merry Christmas. I love you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Mackenzie's such a boss.
She's like going to be an entertainment reporter. Spill all the tea all the time. You know, I feel like I can see her doing something.
My favorite
like that.
Thing is that she's like, I'm not going to tell on anybody.
Yeah.
They're both on the nice list. The phone goes to her brother. It's like, he's got a girlfriend.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We have the Dopest Moment Award going out to Samantha from Long Beach for calling us and just giving us some advice on what epic holiday work party fail we should avoid tomorrow night at our holiday party that we're having here with 97.1 Amp Radio, our entire Entercom team. Because, listen, we're basically getting set up for a big fail. I mean, the place we're going to have the party at on Sunset has like flamethrowers.
It's like, it's a circus.
That can't be good.
Yeah. It is. It's guys like spitting fire in the air. They have like trapeze stuff going on. Yeah. Like bird cages with women dancing in them. Cardi B just had her private like birthday party or some sort of party there.
Yeah.
Ty Dolla $ign. People way cooler than us are rocking at this venue. There's no way we come out of it unscathed. That's all I'm saying.
It's going to get weird.
For sure. Hey, so we appreciate you calling in and telling us what things we should avoid, like Samantha from Long Beach. Check out this story.
We had it at my boss's house, and one of the newest employees, she's just been there for a couple weeks, she ended up drinking way too much, and she threw up all over our boss's bathroom.
Whoa! Major fail!
Did she claim it, or did she try to, like, sneak away? Because I feel like I would sneak out slowly. I'd be like, I don't know who parked.
Yeah, but if you're that drunk, you know.
Everybody watched her walk in there. Everybody watched her walk out, and it was pretty bad.
That's the boss's fault, though, too, because, like, why would you have the Christmas party at your house? That's a little too much. Like, having all your employees there, like, you never know what could be found.
Yeah.
It just feels a little too personal.
There you go. So we're never getting invited to Chelsea's house, by the way. Who do you think from the crew is not going to be launching flames, but instead launching other things, yakking at our party?
Well, I mean, if I do, you'll never know because I'm an experienced veteran.
Stealth.
Yeah, well, like, when I throw up, the night is not over.
What's going on? Chelsea and I keep saying the same thing at the same time.
Oh my God!
Stop it!
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys are both doing at the same time, not listening to my story. No, that's amazing. That you guys are also doing that.
We had a moment. Let us have a moment.
Yes, we do have this on 97.1 Amp Radio, though. We have a party fail bingo.
Oh, yeah. So we're gonna Tell us more about that, Brian.
Well, what it is we came up with everything everyone said, you know, emotional conversations with your boss that you wish you didn't have, an awkward speech from a boss they wish they didn't give, people getting kicked out, people throwing up.
Office we have hookups. I feel like
office hookups. Yeah, we have all sorts of things laid out in a bingo board. And on Friday night on Instagram, we will chronicle on Instagram stories on at 97.1 Amp Radio all of the bingo fails. Yes. And if you win, I don't know, we'll think of something.
If you win, you just pat yourself on the back.
Yeah.
Chelsea, you're notorious for yakking at holiday parties,
well,
right?
Let's not say notorious.
It happened once,
6 years ago. And it was, you know, I was given into peer pressure because we were celebrating. There were tequila shots. I thought, you know, four with the rest of them for tequila shots. That's never a good idea. Learned my lesson. But I did spend the night in the at the toilet with my manager holding my hair
back. It's disrespectful to turn down free tequila shots.
I mean, right? Thanks, Brian.
It's fiscally irresponsible.
Getting white girl wasted straight up right there. That reminds me of the shirt you see everywhere. Like, especially if you go to Mexico on vacation, like one tequila, two tequila, three tequila, floor.
Yes, that was me.
That totally reminds me of you. So we'll let you know what goes down. Make sure you follow our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio Friday night. That is when the fiesta is going to be going down. Yessi Ortiz coming up next. Hopefully she's going to be there too. Man, Yessi can party. She's
going to be doing the tequila shots.
Oh, hell yeah.
Should we just make one bingo square? Does Yessi make it the whole time?
Remember, Fabula, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Love you guys.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.